Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday. A week from tomorrow is Election Day, and I am professionally obligated to do it, but I don't know that I can keep up. I had a weekend this weekend. I had things to do, and there are so many things happening this weekend to continue to just push you that little extra bit to go show up at the ballot box and vote. I couldn't keep up with it. There's so much stuff. It's like drinking from a fire hose. What?
I just realized the presidential election and everything. That's like a week away.
From tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot.
No, you didn't. Can you imagine being in a swing state right now? Like, what we feel?
Yeah. Praying that it gets to Tuesday. Because you are just being inundated by everybody, not just in media, but there's probably people waiting outside of, the grocery store to talk to you.
Do you remember Animaniacs?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to take a survey?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That episode is like, I mean, I don't know that this election is any different, really. I mean, there are just more places that you can advertise. There are more places that you can show up. And people are probably, from an entertainment standpoint, more interested. Not interested, but involved. It's complicated. But if you remember Animaniacs, was that Warner Brothers? It was Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah. And
Channel
the Warner
11.
Sister.
That's
thank
okay.
you
yeah,
very
you
much.
Go.
Good job.
There's an episode where they're going around. They're in a mall, which is kind of dating the thing as a whole. And just everywhere the person goes, they show up. Would you like to take a survey?
Yeah.
And the survey is about, do you remember? I think I told you this the other day. Do you remember what the survey was about?
I do not.
Beans.
Oh, I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they do the Forrest Gump shrimp scene, but with beans. And they just ask bean questions over and over again. And at some point, like when we're talking about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, I'm like, beans. That's where I am. Beans. People know what they're doing.
Well, in that, what I remember is that they're, because it's a cartoon, they're in places you couldn't be. Like he goes to get a soda and they're in the soda, you know, like they're popping out
they
of
pop
everywhere.
Out of the thing, yeah.
And that's got to be electioneers in Pennsylvania right now.
Scott Pressler.
Scott Pressler. Ah!
That meme.
He's in the mirror.
The Scott Pressler meme of him being... like a guy is camping out in the middle of nowhere and there's
I haven't seen this.
Bear sneaking up on him on one side and Scott's on the other side like, have you registered to vote? I see him because he retweets and people send him to him and then he retweets him. He also keeps Scott Pressler, who might actually have saved America. We will wait and see. Scott Pressler, if you're unfamiliar with him, he's very much so on X. You'll see him there. But he has made it his goal for, I think before... The non-red wave. I think that he was actively trying to register people in Pennsylvania in 2022, but I'm pretty certain that from 2022 till now, he has spent every day of his life trying to register voters in Pennsylvania to be Republican.
I see his tweets, and it'll be, hey, and this was like in the middle of 23, you know, like July of 2023. He's like, well, I just spent 4 hours at a gas station, and I registered 4 voters. You're like, man, that is devotion.
Yeah, he'll be chatting up the waitresses and the waiters and then be like, are you registered to vote? Yeah. And he has voter registrations in his Honda Civic, which is apparently such a junker. He tweeted one time that he was hoping his tires would make it through. Last week was the end of registration in Pennsylvania. Some people found out about it, retweeted it. They put together a GoFundMe that raised 6 figures of money, and he's going to get a brand new Chevy Tahoe out of this.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the least. You've saved the future of the United States of America. Show him what we got him. A Tahoe.
Hey, I'm not turning that away. That's a good gift.
Better than the alternative of nothing. What case is left to be made with these two candidates? Donald Trump in Madison Square Garden. The numbers that I've seen from multiple places sold out, full. Inside Madison Square Garden, 19,000 people in there, I think, is a sold out crowd. And I saw reports that from the NYPD that there were 70,000 people outside. I don't understand that. Like, those numbers, I just kind of have this assumption that all numbers are made up, which is not a good place to be. And I'm thinking, like, if he said 70,000, it was probably like 5,000, but it's not. They show the videos of blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of people lined up as thick and deep as you can see. And these people came out to, it's New York City. Now, I understand that a lot of people who are in New York City may not be New Yorkers, but I think it matters. And then the Kamala Harris, like I said at the beginning of the segment, there is so much stuff that went on this weekend. We had a volleyball tournament this weekend, and I helped coach my daughter's team. So I was engrossed in that for pretty much all of Saturday. So I'm like trying to keep up with all of this stuff. Kamala Harris has a rally in Houston, Texas. Did we talk about Beyonce being there on Friday?
We didn't. No, we did not.
I never mentioned it.
I feel
like maybe I mentioned it passing, but it wasn't a topic of conversation at all. It really seemed like she was going to perform.
Yeah.
That's what the media said. Beyonce is going to perform tonight at a Kamala Harris rally.
There are definitely headlines that you can see that says that Beyonce would perform. So one could ask themselves, did Beyonce ever say she was going to perform? Did the campaign ever say she was going to perform? And, you know, I think the answer there is no, not necessarily. But when you say Beyonce is going to be at your rally in Houston, at whatever, what arena was that? It was a football stadium.
Was it Reliant?
I don't know.
That's where it used to be Reliant. That's where the Houston team
massive, played. Massive turnout. She spoke for 4 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah, people were booing, apparently, because they had come to see a performance.
And see, like, I don't trust anything. I trust no one. I anywhere, anything right now, I feel like everywhere is, would you like to take a survey? And I'm like, no, I don't want to take the survey. When people boo at Donald Trump's rallies, I'll watch these rallies. If I have the time on the weekend to pull it up on YouTube and watch it at home in my living room, I will watch these rallies. Protesters will show up from time to time, try to disrupt Donald Trump. Then the crowd boos the protesters. And then the left goes, people booing Donald Trump at his rally and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what happened. So I don't know what happened there. But all I do know from the outside looking in is that the implication was that Beyonce was going to be at this rally. And the default when Beyonce is going to show up at an event and you're talking about it as a headline is that she's going to do what Beyonce does and that she's going to perform. And you got to know that there were people who showed up to see her perform. She walked out in a suit, I think it was, with Kelly Rowland, who was wearing, they walked out hand in hand, part of Destiny's Child from the very beginning. And she talked about 4 minutes of the fact that she was going to vote for Kamala. Oh, this is brand new information. What an October surprise. And then that was it. And then
she
Kamala
was Trump 2016 all the way. Yeah. This is a shock.
Yes. I mean, that's why you keep it to the week before.
Yeah.
Like, who knew?
Pulling out of the magic bag.
And you just got to ask yourself, like, did you really bait and switch all of those people? And here's the question that I have. This is the real question that I have. Why didn't Beyonce do a song? Why didn't she sing the national anthem? There are so many easy things to do here where you avoid the possibility of feeling, making the people who support you feeling like it's a bait and switch. There's so many things that she could do and say and sing and perform, and it wouldn't even have to be the whole, like, get up with the billion dancers and all that stuff. Like, if Beyonce takes the stage and sings the national anthem, you know how these things go. Like, the Whitney Houston national anthem, the Chris Stapleton national anthem from a couple Super Bowls ago, personally for me, people remember those moments, and that puts a pin in that moment in time. That Beyonce performance was at a Kamala Harris rally in a packed football stadium. I'm going to be honest. I said I was busy. I don't even know what I don't even know what Beyonce said. I read articles and tweets and headlines about it, and it was like something about abortion, women's rights, vote for Kamala. I already knew all of that. Beyonce did not need to show up there, and she doesn't make an impression when she shows up there, and she doesn't do the thing that Beyonce does. They roll Bruce Springsteen out of his cryogenic chamber in order to come out there and act like he's still 40 years younger than he is. I don't. Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
No,
not really. No,
and not because of politics. No, I just don't love his music that much.
There's never been a time where I'm like, he's the boss, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and Tony Danza.
Yes. He's the better boss.
I agree.
There's never been a time where Bruce Springsteen has done his Bruce Springsteen thing, and I've been like, gosh, that's as American as it gets. I just love that. So it's a taste thing. But watching it at a diminished level is even less good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not great. It was a weekend where there was a lot happening. Obviously, last weekend, this coming week, this coming weekend, it's going to be nonstop. They are going to get anything they can in front of you. This is where it becomes not just if you're in a swing state. This is, you're living in Illinois and Missouri. They're trying to get you now. It is going to be in your face this week.
Yeah.
And like you, you just got to make sure you can trust what they're saying, what they're reporting.
To me, it's like I'm questioning everything, everywhere, all the time, because I already know what I'm going to do based on the brain cells that I used in my very own head, in my own personal lived experience. There's nothing anyone else is going to come out there and tell me that's going to change my mind. Not a thing. And I believe the only persuadable measure in anything that is left is if you're going to vote. And that's an effort worth making. But I don't know that the saturation of what we're going to see right now, people aren't going to all of a sudden go, oh, is that now? is there something I'm supposed to do? That's not what's going to materialize out of this. But there's so much. The Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, I couldn't believe the pictures that I was seeing on Twitter when I was looking through it. And I ended up watching, I saw Elon Musk. I saw the person who introduced Elon Musk, who was a New York businessman. Those two were great. Some of them I thought, oh, they did really well. And other ones I was like, you should be better at this than they were delivering. I actually thought Dr. Phil was really fantastic when he came out there. And he hasn't been Mr. Trump.
No.
He's not been out on, you know, you watch him and you're like, he kind of seems like he could be a conservative. He seems to have a common basic sense of himself. And a penchant for decency that I don't see from people who are actively supporting the left from Hollywood. And when Dr. Phil goes out there, did you hear anything about what he had to say?
No, I didn't.
Did you listen to it?
I watched it, yeah.
Dr. Phil, when he's out there talking, he's a psychiatrist, I guess, not a psychologist, I don't know. He knows those type of relationships. He knows what people go through. He understands the human condition. He talked about bullying. He talked about Donald Trump being on the main stage and A, how bullies function, and B, how people who are bullied function. And he said at one point, any time that you identify bullying and bullying behavior. If you know that bullying is happening and you choose to not do something to stop it or to support the person who is being bullied, then you are a party to the bullying. And that's kind of, I don't know that he said directly, but I think that's why he went out on the stage, because he's probably felt a certain kind of way for a long time about what was going on. He probably has more conservative principles about him, but I think a lot of people in Hollywood can have those principles, but you're like, I'm not saying that out loud. Why would I say, I mean, I'm going to vote that way. I'll talk to my close circle that way, but I'm not going to put it out there for the world to see. And it really felt like Dr. Phil was like, I should say it out loud. I should practice what I preach. And he said, he goes, you know, Hollywood tomorrow, you do what I'm doing right now. Hollywood wakes up and says, that guy's never going to need a, get a job again. And he goes, the good news is for me is I don't need a job. And that was his message. And I was like, yes, yes, that's the middle finger, so to speak, to the cancel culture that has decimated our ability to build a better culture. Because if people out there control the messenger and they control what people will say and what they won't say, then they get to choose what is permitted. They get to be the gatekeepers. What you need is that good old-fashioned, stubborn American First Amendment spirit that says, no, I'm not about that. I'm actually about this. And I'm going to tell you that, and I don't give a crap if you agree with me or not. And everybody needs to do that, because when everybody speaks out about who they are, why they are the way they are, when everybody puts that out there, then everybody's individual opinion matters less. Nobody gets to have the upper hand. And then we start caring about each other as people, not as about opinions, not about which camp you're in and what color uniform you wear, red or blue or whatever it might be. We are so close to being able to wake up in this country again, for us here to come back on the show again. And I'm not using this word tongue in cheek, but to actually have joy in what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis in this country. We are so close. Make sure you early vote. Get it done. Get it taken care of. Don't put it off. Brad voted this weekend. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Maybe you're somebody who has, if you're in the state of Missouri, state of Illinois, maybe you're somebody who is questioning some of the ballot measures that are out there. Maybe you know, like, well, of course I'm voting for Donald Trump and I'm going to vote for Kehoe and whatever. But what are all these other things that are on the ballot? Maybe you've been putting it off. Well, we are excited to, when we come back, we're going to have Missouri's Secretary of State here in studio with us here on the crew. And we're going to talk about the ballot measures that are on the ballot. And we're also going to take your phone calls. And Ryan, we're going to field some of those messages from the Odyssey app. This is so incredibly simple to do. If you have any questions, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong here. Any questions about voting, the ballot measures,
right,
the candidates that are running for whatever, the secretary is going to talk about that when he for the rest of the hour.
Yes.
So we'll field your questions. How do people, Ryan, get on their app, the AUDACY Odyssey app right now, and just record it straight in your phone and we get it?
Yeah, in the Odyssey app, if you're listening to 97.1, which is the reason that you would want to download the Odyssey app, obviously, then you just click on the microphone, which is right there in the bottom corner. It's real easy to find. You click it, it starts recording. You click it, it stops. Then you hit send, we get it.
Yeah, you get to approve it before you send it.
Yeah.
And when you send it, we might play it on the air. In this hour, from Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft in studio with us for the rest of the noon hour on a Monday Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just let you go.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on a Monday before the Monday before Election Day. And in Missouri, Illinois too, but we've been voting for weeks and weeks and weeks. Did you know in Missouri you can early vote right now? Well, we were able to snag the Secretary of State of the state of Missouri. Jay Ashcroft is in here with us right now. Secretary, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me. What a beautiful day.
It is. It's a gorgeous day out there. I want to first and foremost ask the question that affects the most people listening right now. And you can speak to what you know nationally, but also what you've done in the state of Missouri. I don't know how you feel about the mood of the election right now, but I heard Tucker Carlson say this at the Trump rally this weekend, and it's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think that I would believe results that indicated right now that Kamala Harris is beating Trump, because there's nothing out there that tells my everyday common sense brain that she's winning. The question everyone has is, are these elections going to be secure?
Well, I would have a real tough time believing that Kamala Harris won Missouri.
Yeah.
You know what? I trust Missouri's elections. I haven't liked all the outcomes we've had the last couple of months, but I trust them.
Yeah.
And I want the people to trust them. I invite people that don't trust them to be a part of them, to be poll watchers, to be poll workers, to come behind and see. We're not going to be boarding up windows. We're not looking at ones and zeros on a machine. The paper ballot is the official ballot. That's what we use for the audits when we hand count them. That's when we use if there's a recount. I mean, look at what we've done to get rid of the private money in elections. Look what we've done to get rid of ballot curing, to outlaw ballot drop boxes. Look at what we've done with implementing a real government photo ID requirement. I wish we could have gotten the legislature to allow us to use those photo IDs to prove citizenship also.
Mm-hmm.
But I trust the elections in Missouri. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, other places. I'm from Missouri. You're going to have to show me that they're well run before I'm necessarily going to trust it.
Georgia made a lot of changes from 2020 to now. What can you say to what we've heard about those Georgia laws? They lost the All-Star game over it, and in like the most screw around and find out way, they decided, well, we'll take the World Series. You can have the All-Star game. And then they won. Like, if karma wasn't smiling down in that moment in time. But what do you think about Georgia? Georgia's a must-win for Donald Trump.
You know, I think the Department of Justice is scared with what's happening. That's why they're suing states like Alabama and Virginia and other states. They've seen that changes have been made to make our elections more secure, to actually put the power and make sure that it's exercised by the voters. And we see politicians on one side of the aisle that scares them because they don't trust that people will make the decision they want. Mm. And I'm encouraged by the fact, it's kind of perverse, I'm encouraged by the fact that the Department of Injustice is suing states. But what it means is they think that it's working, that they're doing the right things, and they're scared. So, you know, I am a big believer in we the people getting involved. Elections are not for candidates, they're for we the people.
Amen.
And the more we need is we need more people getting out to vote. We need more people being a part of the process. We need more people being part of the teams that go ahead and do the certification afterwards. I mean, even on election night, and in Missouri, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, we'll know who's won all the elections. It's something I'm proud of. But even after that, there's going to be 2 weeks in Missouri of local election authorities going back over things. We want the people of the state involved in that. We don't have anything to hide except how any single individual votes their ballot.
Yeah, amen to that. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft in studio with us right now. What is, I think that a lot of people know just enough to be super dangerous when it comes to like what makes an election secure. But also, what did we see in 2020 that made you go, oh my gosh, what are we doing in these particular states? Like, what are the big red flags for you when this is your job to make sure Missouri is secure?
Well, even in Missouri, our legislature passed a law that would allow anybody who wanted to mail in their ballot. I came out against that, was defeated by the legislature. They passed it anyway, but that's ridiculous. We're trusting the post office for maybe the most important thing that we do as citizens? No. We want people to show up in person. We want them to prove who they are with that government ID. We saw states that had the willy-nilly use of drop boxes, and then on camera you see people coming suddenly wearing gloves right after there was a prosecution for vote fraud in Arizona, dumping in just packets and tens, if not hundreds of ballots
Secretary,
at a time.
Paper cuts are dangerous. You can get infected.
We saw Pennsylvania where they just ignored their own constitution with regard to absentee ballots. I mean, we saw it up in Wisconsin, and then look at the trouble they had, the quote trouble that just happened to happen in Arizona on election day in Republican-leaning polling precincts.
Yeah.
Secretary Ashcroft, I think, you know, talking about what's in the rearview mirror, most people are looking ahead to this election and saying, okay, based on what you've done in Missouri, I don't hear a lot of people going, oh man, I'm really worried about Missouri. It's the swing states that have had so much attention on them and people trying to manipulate those laws. What are you most concerned about going into this election, maybe in other states?
Worried about absentee ballots, worried about rolls that haven't been cleaned. We saw a lawsuit up in Michigan where Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, has just refused to clean the rolls.
Yeah.
Right now she says, well, I can't do it. Well, A, you can. The federal law prohibiting it is unconstitutional. States are given control of who's allowed to register to vote. That's in Article 1, Section 2. It's in the Presidential Electors Clause and in the 17th Amendment. I mean, what's happening in Virginia with the governor? He's right. The Department of Injustice is wrong. And I wish you'd point that out. But the inflated voter rolls, there are people that are still concerned that we're going to see ballots injected into the system. There were concerns about that in the Pennsylvania area. There's got to be more transparency into the system, and we've got to require people to vote in person.
Converse to that, what have you seen in these states that you're encouraged by? You know, what movements have made that's better than 2020?
I'm encouraged that one of the candidates for president is finally getting out into interviews and answering questions. And I think
the more she does that, the better.
The question is different, but the answer is always the same. And I think that people of the country are realizing, hey, wait a minute, we don't want to go back to what we've had the last 4 years. And on the other side, you've got the vice presidential candidate on the other side is doing a great job, I think, of saying, do you want where you are now or 4 years ago? But look, not even the president of the United States is better off now than he was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years ago, he could actually pick his flavor of ice cream.
Man, I this doesn't have anything to do with your job specifically, but you're a political observer. Do you think that the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden relationship is strained?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he was pushed out. She did not receive a single vote to be the presidential nominee this year.
That's really quite something.
There were millions of votes for Joe Biden. Now, you could talk a lot about how ridiculous their primary was, how they refused to let people be on the ballot, how they threw them off the ballot, how it was machined to, and gamed to make sure that it was Joe Biden. But for her to talk about democracy and, A, we're a constitutional republic, but even if it were, wouldn't that seem to indicate that she should have gotten at least one vote?
One, yeah.
One?
One. She bailed in the other primary before it happened because she was polling so terribly.
She heard the message loud and clear.
Yeah, she did then. Okay, so we've got Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft here with us. You know, Secretary, at this point in time, we've been dealing with this for a while now. People are developing calluses to the election. Everybody, even whether you're super excited for it to get here or not because you're worried or excited about your candidate and how they're doing, there is a lot of money in businesses and third parties surrounding those elections. And usually the product that these third parties are trying to acquire is the voter. And there's a lot of data that gets put out of there. You get asked a lot of questions. People become super skeptical. Sometimes it's a poll that it'd be good to participate in that. Sometimes it may not be. What do you want to tell voters in the state of Missouri right now, or anybody else listening, how to approach these last few days smartly?
Well, frequently, if they're not charging you, they're selling you. And that's an important thing to keep in mind. We want to make sure that the people of Missouri know where to get factual information about our elections. We'll leave the information about candidates to the candidates and to the campaigns. But when it comes to knowing when you can vote, what you need to vote, where to vote, when the polling places are open, we want them going to the Secretary of State's website. We've heard concerns from individuals that were reached by a third party that said they could sign up to have a reserved appointment for when they wanted to vote absentee. We don't do reserved appointments. We do treat everybody pretty democratically. Whoever shows up first, you're first in line. And we just want to make sure that when people are giving out their data, they know who they're giving it out to, and they're doing it intentionally, and they know that they're getting the truth. Because there's no offense to radio stations, I mean, include TV stations. Not every political ad is honest. Let's just put it that way. And there are a lot of scammers and grifters involved in the process. They don't care about the outcome. They just care about using you, either your money or your data, to get money.
Well, and you know, that's the thing about advertising candidates at this time of the election. Usually there are truths that are said, but it's never the full context. It's never the whole story. So we all have to do our own research.
I learn a lot about myself when I run. It's amazing that I don't remember that about myself if it's true.
You got to have the thickest skin. I don't know how you guys do it. Let's take a quick break. We're going to keep the Secretary of State here in Missouri around for another break, because we are going to talk about all of these amendments that Missourians need to know about and may have questions about. If you have a question for the Secretary of State, Ryan, tell them how they can send us their audio here so we could maybe, if we get a few of those that we want to put on the air, we can let the Secretary hear them in their own words.
Yeah, if you're listening in the Odyssey app, click the microphone button. It is right there on the same page you should be on if you're listening. And you can record a message. You can also listen to that message before you send it in, but then you just hit send and we get it.
Perfect. All right, the Odyssey app right there where 97.1 is streaming 24/7, crystal clear everywhere. But right here on 97.1 FM Talk as well. We'll be back with the Secretary of State of the State of Missouri, Jay Ashcroft, when we come back. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Haunted, but if he's a ghost, then I can be
a phantom, holding him for ransom. All right, Taylor Swift. I'm really waiting for her to show up somewhere and not sing and tell us who she's going to vote for.
She's running
out of time. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft in here with us. Did you see it? Beyonce went and spoke for 4 minutes and didn't perform?
No, at the
Kamala Harris
I have
rally.
Four kids and a job.
Same.
That's the best answer possible.
Yes, I'm busy living my life.
I don't care.
This whole thing about this weekend, I think it was supposed to be Friday night. Kamala Harris is going to have this huge rally. She did have a huge rally. Beyonce was there. She spoke for 4 minutes. She didn't sing. I would be so ticked if I were there, even if I was like definitely still going to vote for Kamala. We've got, as I said, the Secretary of State in here, and there are a lot of things for Missourians to consider on their ballots this year. We're going to do this for Illinois, but there's a lot less going on in Illinois because we are not electing our statewides in this election. We do that in the off years. So let me first let you tee this up, Secretary. the ballot measures, what people need to understand when they get there and they look at their ballot. A lot of people think they're going to walk in, check the box for Trump, and then walk away. There's a lot more going on than that.
Ballots are very long. I would encourage everyone to get a sample ballot so to know exactly what's going to be on the ballot. You can use that as your cheat sheet, and as you research the people and the issues, decide who you're going to vote for or not, you can write that on your sample ballot. But especially with the statewide issues, we've got, I think, six of them. We've got a statutory change and a bunch of constitutional amendments. I would encourage everybody to go to sos.mo.gov. There's a big banner at the top of the page, and you can read the actual language, not necessarily what I think or what someone else would make it as the summary. You can read the actual language and make your own decision about where you stand on the amendments and the initiative petition or the statutory change.
The first one, Amendment 2, that I'm looking at right now, we hear a lot about this when I think they're advertising on this station, too. A lot of the sports teams are pro-Amendment 2, and I'm reading it right now. The official ballot title, do you want to amend the Missouri Constitution to allow the Missouri Gaming Commission to regulate licensed sports wagering, including online sports betting, gambling boats, professional sports betting districts, and mobile licenses to sports betting operators? And then there are a few more points. As you said, if you go to the Secretary of State website, you can read all the details. Yep. What should people know about this one?
It's pretty simple. If you think it's good for people to be able to bet on games and some of that tax money hopefully to go to the state, you should vote yes. If you don't think it's good for the state, vote no. I mean, this is pretty simple, and I like these.
You said hopefully go to the state. This sounds like lottery and education.
Well, there is some discrepancy. If you're watching TV, you'll see one ad that says there's going to be a couple hundred million that goes to an education. The next ad will be against the very same thing, and it will say that there won't be any money going to education. I would encourage people to look at what the state auditor did. He ran the numbers, read the language, and said, well, it could be this or it could be this. That language is on our website also. I can't tell you for sure what will happen with it, but the state auditor did a great write-up.
RSG said on YouTube, on Missouri Amendment 2, Sports Betting Initiative, how much money actually goes towards education. Is that part of what that auditor, that audit was looking to determine?
Yeah, some people will tell you it could be, you know, 100, 200 million. Others will tell you, looking at the data, it could be zero. So it's not for me to tell
people. Sounds like government to me. Ryan, did you have a question that you wanted to ask for us here?
Yeah, I'm going to highlight one from Rick. Actually, he's representing a few different questions here. He says, with the influx of immigrants and the lack of verifiable proof of U.S. citizenship, people kind of talking about this nationally, yep. From nationalization papers, how are we supposed to accept election results? How do you trust it?
Well, I mean, that's why there's a certification process. That's why we're transparent about it. But he's right in that it would be a whole lot easier to trust the election if the legislature would just allow us to require proof of citizenship to register and proof of citizenship to vote. The people of this state in 2016 passed a constitutional amendment to allow a photo ID requirement that would prove not just identity and residency, but citizenship. But unfortunately, our state senate has refused to pass a bill that would allow me to implement that. Mm.
That was my next question, because I was assuming you were talking about federal legislature. You're talking about Missouri legislature.
Yeah, the federal government actually can't do it.
Okay.
It's a misnomer, but if you actually read the United States Constitution, which...
What?
Well, hey, patriots read the Constitution. The Constitution gives the states specific authority to decide the qualifications of electors. We see that with Article 1, Section 2, for who's allowed to vote for the House of Representatives. I think it's Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, but I've got to remember for the presidential electors.
If it's Clause 2, I am going to be so
and
mad.
And then the 17th Amendment. So the states control it. And the fact that we don't have a citizenship requirement is due to states failing to do their job. If a state wants, they can allow non-citizens to vote. That's why our legislature needs to say no dice.
That we're speaking with the Secretary of State here, Jay Ashcroft, in studio with us. Jackie asked this, and I think you kind of touched on this. She said, Annie, I know ID is required, but is it already required that the voter must be a U.S. citizen?
The law, it kind of goes back to an old saying, when I was a child, a locked door only stops an honest man.
Okay.
The law says you have to be a citizen, but we are not allowed to require proof of that, either by state law or by federal law. And we need the state to require proof of citizenship, because then I'll happily go to court against the feds once again.
Yeah, that'll set you up.
I'm in court against the feds right now, I think my attorneys are.
We'll write you an excuse slip here in a second. Yeah. Rick left us a voice message on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Here's what Rick wanted to say. Let's listen
We
in.
Need more early voting stations. Shouldn't have to wait 2 hours to vote. Thank you.
That's Rick. Now, there seems to be record early vote turnout, so maybe this is unusual, but what is the number of the frequency of polling stations? How do you figure that out?
The number of polling stations is set up by the local election authority. Frequently, they are stressed to find enough poll workers to actually make sure they have the bipartisan teams to do that.
Can people still sign up to be a poll worker?
It's yes, but not for this election, probably. It's probably too late for the training, but if you sign up now, they will call you every time there's an election until you die. And they'd be very thankful for you.
You will be theirs.
One thing I want to say is voting early in person is better than voting by mail.
Yes.
But this country worked for several hundred years when people went to vote on Election Day. And when you look at places where we have trouble getting the votes or people aren't trusting the tabulation, they tend to be places that use mail-in ballots or people are voting early. If we could just get back to people voting on Election Day in person, we'd be a whole lot better off.
Amen.
I'm pulling another one from a listener here. This is from Barry. Now, this is not something I'm familiar with, so I'd like to know more. Barry says, no one's talking about the minimum wage amendment, especially the automatic increase each year depending on inflation. He says this will just drive up inflation even more in the future, but he wants to know more about it.
Of the statewide issues, we have five constitutional amendments and one statutory one. That's Proposition A, and it will raise the minimum wage. It will also require sick time for employees, and after that minimum wage is raised, it will then float according to CPI. If you want the minimum wage, I don't think the minimum wage is the job that you're supposed to raise a family on. Mm. When I was a kid, my first job at 15 years old was at Dairy Queen. If they had to pay me $20 an hour, I wouldn't have gotten a job. Same. They would have had a robot doing that. So if you think we should raise the minimum wage, vote for it. But if you're like me, I want to make sure people can get that first job, build that experience.
Yeah, I think that's really a smart move. You said one's a constitutional, one's a statutory. Can you just tell us what that means when you say that?
Yeah, Prop A, the minimum wage, that's just a statutory change. The legislature, with the signature of the governor, can change that at any time. A constitutional amendment precludes any statutory changes. Constitutional change can only be changed by a vote of the people.
Ender, a frequent commenter on Annie Fry YouTube channel, said, pigging back off of RSG's question from earlier, what's the guarantee that the money will go to the schools on Amendment 2? So we kind of asked the question how much money would go, but does Amendment 2 dictate that if whatever set amount is, has to go to schools?
There is language in there.
I don't like where this is going. No. Say no more.
There's no money to be made in betting that the government will do what the government says it's going
to
do.
Yeah, there's money to be made in the other way.
It will go to court. You need to read that language yourself, sos.mo.gov, and make your own decision. There are times when they've said one thing and they've done another thing. There are fewer times, but there have been a couple times when they've actually done what they said they would do.
We have the Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, in studio with us right now. Ryan, you got another question?
Another question from the stream. Where do you go to early vote? This person specifically saying, I can't find it for Lincoln County, but I figure there's a lot of people asking that question.
Call your local election authority in Lincoln County. That'd be your county clerk. If you don't know how to contact them, we have contact information for all the local election authorities, 116 of them across the state, on our website, sos.mo.gov, under elections. Those are set up by your local election authority.
So for this individual, they say they're in Lincoln County. They could just Google.
It's probably the courthouse,
Lincoln,
but I'm not sure.
Lincoln County clerk.
Yep.
And then there's a phone number and just start asking them questions.
Or they can call us. We're happy for them to go to our website, hit that number at the bottom. We're happy to help them.
Let's see. We just did that one. Did you have any other questions there that you wanted to fire off
on? Yeah, there is one more here. Excuse me. This is from Jacob. He says, what are the rules on drive-through voting? In Booter Library, he says, or at Booter Library, I saw people driving up, filling out a ballot, handing it to a worker, then disappeared inside without being able to see if it was submitted.
I think you can do that on this Tucker right here.
There are a lot of election authorities that, for maybe people with certain disabilities or the like, when they're not too busy, we'll send out a bipartisan team to vote you in your car. They should be using a bipartisan team. They should never just have one individual to ballot. Always should have a bipartisan team.
We've only got like a minute left here. Jay Ashcroft in studio with us. Last message to the Missouri voter right now. Obviously, you've been very clear. Go to the Secretary of State website with your questions. But A very important election here coming up.
Yeah, it's important. Get that sample ballot, do your own education, and vote. I think everybody listening would understand that government's way too important to leave to the elected folks.
These are the most honest answers. Well, okay.
I've seen it firsthand.
Look, I'll tell you what's in it, and I'll tell you that it's kind of murky.
That's why you got to do your research. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know, I'm not going to advise on how to vote on any of these particular
ones. One other
ones.
Thing, if you don't know how to vote on somebody, vote no.
I was just going to say.
It's their job to convince you that they would do a good job. And if you're wrong, maybe you put the fear of God into them anyway.
Yes. If they have not done their job to make it clear to you why you should vote for something, then don't vote for it.
Throw them out.
They clearly can't handle communicating a message. If everything is murky and confusing, then make people earn your vote. It's yours to give, not theirs to take. Well, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, thank you for being in here with us.
Thank you very much.
It's great to see you again, and we will have you back with frequency here as this election unfolds, and we'll have some shots fired at all the area states and all the shenanigans that may or may not happen, but we will hopefully. Last question. Are we going to have results on election night? Your prediction?
Of course.
For this country.
We will in Missouri.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You answered that very, very well.
The real question is whether there will be good results.
That's the real question. You think they will?
I'm hopeful.
Okay. Let's stick around here. Steve Moore is going to be with us, I believe. I'm not sure if we got him confirmed, but we're going to talk about the economy next. And Congressman Mike Boss from the other side of the river in the 1 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.